Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everywhere. It's Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us for part three of a three-part interview with Dan Lewiggs. He's the host of the Journey of a Christian Dad podcast, and we've been so blessed these past couple of days where he has been sharing about his background. And he's a top-notch insurance professional, speaker. Got a Facebook group. Folks, the podcast, Journey of a Christian Dad podcast, you definitely need to listen to this if you have not done so yet. Now, if you missed any of the prior portions of this interview, you need to go back and catch up because they've just been awesome, and we do not have the time to go back and replay any of the other portions of the interview to put in this side of part three. We have enough information to go over in part three that you're just going to be blessed exceedingly today. He's going to be talking about his podcast and the efforts he has on the podcast, the outreach he uses that for, as well as his Facebook group and how he gives encouragement to other Christian dads, and they help each other out. So you need to go there. Stay tuned now. We're going to finish this interview with Dan Lewiggs. I've heard the first episode of your podcast where you talk about
the conversation
you had with God about starting your podcast. Again, that sounds so much like mine, as we talked about before, you know, recovering from one of the many surgeries that I had from the injury on the police force. You know, I just said, what is it you want me to do? You know, and it was just so quick and so clear. Start a weekly 30-minute online radio program. Now, today they call it a podcast. I had no idea what it was back in 2009. I
mean, if we were to write in a newspaper article right now about that story, would that be quotes, like God said,
that's
quotation marks?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It was not theory or thoughts or randomness or vagueness or, you know, cloudiness.
Exactly.
It was, you know, precisely those words.
Exactly. And the funny thing about it is I'm not a technically inclined person. I'm a lot better today than I was in 2009. 2009, this is not an exaggeration. I had to have help logging in to check my email on the computer at work. Okay? And here God is, I want you to do this. I have no clue what that means. No idea what you're talking about. But my leg was in a cast, and I was like, well, nothing else to do is sit here at the computer, so I just Googled it and self-taught myself, you know, and my first podcast, which I found out it was called a podcast, I was talking on a flip cell phone to a free website, all right, and it sounded like I was talking on a flip cell phone on a free website, but I started getting the following, and I was like, wow, this is kind of cool, you know, and then like
isn't
I said,
that crazy?
Eventually, you know, about 4 or 5 months later, I got approached by Wilkins Communications, and they said, hey, we heard your podcast. Now, the only place, I didn't have a website, it was just on iTunes, that was it, you know, and they said, we've heard your podcast, we think it'd be a good fit for our Christian audience, would you like to be on nationwide AM radio? And that's why, ooh, wow, yeah, this is marvelous in my eyes. This is definitely the Lord's doing, you know. Like I said, the catch was I had to pay for it, and, you know, I'm learning little details as I go, you know. But I learned so much, you know, quality, sound quality, time management, show preparation, show editing, editing the files, loading servers, and, you know, I learned all that as I went. So when it was time at the end of the year, when Lord said, okay, I've called a lot of other ministers to preach on the radio. They can't afford it either. So now I want you to start your own online Christian radio station and make it so affordable no pastor can say they can't do it. And I'm like, I have no idea what that means. <You know? laughs> But again, you know, we did it. And within 2 years, we were rated number one in the world for Christian talk radio on shoutcast.com. And, you know, and like I said, the podcast and, you know, now we have our own, you know, hosting platform for Christian podcasters because, you know, when you go to the secular marketplace, they lump you into religion and spirituality.
Go over there and get in your box.
Yeah, and you know, you're in there with, you know, Muslims and Wiccans and atheists and agnostics and, you know, Hindus and, you know, everyone else. So if someone types in that search bar, you know, life after death, well, all these other competing theories pop up along with the Christian point of view. And, you know, so this is a couple of years ago. The Lord just put it on our heart, you know, and the board of directors really is the one that kind of forced me down that path when they said, you know, radio station and all that's doing great. What's next? And, you know, I said, well, you know, podcasting is really taking off right now. And I explained that and said, well, research that, get back to us what we can do to impact that market. And, you know, I found out that there were no Christian hosting platforms. And then a divine connection between me and John Lee Dumas and Mark Asquith happened. And,
oh, my goodness.
Suddenly, you know, John Lee Dumas put his armor, because he's cavalry as well. And we're hitting it off, and he says, so what do you got going? And I told him what we were looking at, and he just smiled real big, put his arm around me, pointed across the room, and said, see that guy there? I said, yeah, that's Mark Asquith. He's the brains behind the operation. Go over there and tell him I sent you over there to talk to him. I said, okay. And Mark Asquith, I told him what we were planning on. His eyes lit up, and he called over his chief engineer and said, tell him what you told me. So I laid it all out again. They looked at each other and smiled real big. He says, let's get together after this conference. We got something that we think would work perfect for what you're trying to do.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were building Captivate.fm at that time. It wasn't public. It wasn't even in beta at the time. And we started connecting on Zoom like once a month, going through different things. And I became one of their beta testers. And you know, so instead of us going out and purchasing our own server farm and doing all that, you know, it would cost us like $100,000 just to get started, not to launch, but just to get started. You know, we end up going with them, and they're our back end now on the faithcasters.net. That's where we direct our people to. But, I mean, it's divine connections is what I'm trying to say, you know. And it all started by that one, start a weekly 30-minute online radio program. And, you know, when our radio station was shooting through the rankings and stuff, and I was being invited to speak at churches and share what we were doing, and you know, the pastors wanted their people to know they were going to be on the radio and all that. And I was like, Lord, why did you pick me to do this? I mean, this is, you know, why me? You know, and why are you blessing me like this? And his response, he has a way of speaking to you that will humble you so fast, but not make you feel bad, you know? And, and I said, why me? Why did you bless me with all this? And he said, you weren't my first choice. And I was like, what? I wasn't your first choice? He goes, no, you were just the first one to obey. And I was like, whoa, you know, obedience is what opens the door, you know.
That
is
great.
I was like, whoa. And the sound of that voice, just I got goosebumps right now just relaying it, because I said, you weren't my first choice. You were just the first one to obey. And from that moment on, I mean, you know, when we did the Faithcasters thing, and then now everything we have now is through Podcasters for Christ, because back in the spring, late spring, early summer, the Lord, you know, because I'm promoting Faithcasters, I'm promoting the podcast, I'm promoting the podcast training, I'm promoting evangelism radio, and, you know, the Lord's like, how many businesses are you running for me? And I was like, four. He goes, why don't you put them all under one roof and call it Podcasters for Christ? I'm like, yeah. Like, that domain would be available. It was. It wasn't there for long, but it was. Kind of like what you're talking about with the name of your podcast, you know. Where
yeah.
I was like, wow, there's no way this is available. It is. .com, too, you know. So we bought it, and then that started the six-month process of rebranding everything we're doing under Podcasters for Christ now. So praise the Lord. I mean, your radio program or your podcast, I love the concept that you're staying focused. And see, that's what the Lord has showed me to do is with Podcasters for Christ. We are only going to service the Christian niche, That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We are strictly focused on helping other Christians with their podcasting and radio broadcasting and things like that. And it's not any, you know, we're not delving off into all these different things. We are focused. And everybody's like, well, that's a very narrow market. You know, that old adage, do you want to be a big fish in a small pond or a small fish in the ocean?
But anyway,
that's long story short, that's how we got to what we're doing today. But you're doing interviews. And, mm-hmm. you know, one thing I love about doing it with influencers such as yourself is you get to meet so many people, you know, and I learn so much by doing these interviews. You know, when you interview someone who is an influencer in their little particular niche, like yours is with the dads, you know, and encouraging them and getting them deeper in the faith and being leaders of the family, I learn so much. You know, are you finding that out as you're going through doing your interviews?
It's incredible. Thankfully, years ago, I got exposed to the concept of you can learn from everybody.
Yeah.
So my kids, my guests, oh, yeah. I've learned so much from the people that I've been able to interview. And originally my plan, you know, with what you're doing, you know, you may have had the stumbling block of, but I'm just a retired cop.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, you know, all those type things. And thankfully I had a whole bunch of those moments where my eyes were open to things. And but even with that, I thought, In the niche I thought I would initially start with was interviewing Christian business owners to mm-hmm. get the message out that, mm-hmm. you know, real guys that have real businesses. You had mentioned Chick-fil-A before we started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, hey, guys like that can have a real business and do it the right way. And there's a group called C12 that's out there. Yep. And just a number of different – I'm like, I'm going to interview these regular guys that just happen to have pretty cool businesses and they also have a story. Everybody's got a story, so that one's simple. And then part of the trouble I had was those guys said, I've never done a podcast before. I've never been interviewed before. I don't have a microphone, the confidence, the words.
Yeah. Amen.
So in working through that, COVID came around and it went from being an in-person interview scenario to a technology-based, you know, phones or Zoom or, you know, one of those type of things. And with that, all of a sudden, I've had a former center for the Mizzou basketball team when they were the number one ranked team in the country. And then he went on to play for the Indiana Pacers. Mm-hmm. So he's come on the podcast.
Praise
I've had a former NFL football player, a guy named Anthony Trucks, fantastic guy, executive coach, come on. Chad Williams, Seal of God, his podcast is going to be released soon. He's a Navy SEAL and wrote a book called Seal of God. Incredible story he's got. You know, over number one fighter pilot, number one instructor at Top Gun. Mm-hmm. And he also wrote the manual for how to debrief after a mission in the military. And he's got a civilian book out there called Debrief to Win. His call sign's Cujo.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all these people showing up in my life, I'm like, oh, I guess I'm going to interview authors and people with big podcasts and incredible stories and pastors and guys that are publishing books with Penguin Random House. And like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. And it's amazing how God will open other doors with these connections that you'll be making, too. I mean, it's just, you know, how God works it all out. Like I say, if he'd have told me back in 2009, all right, I want you to begin this weekly 30-minute online radio program, because in 10 years, this is where you're going to be, I'd have been like, hey, no.
No, yeah, no.
That is not going to happen.
And you know what? That's funny thinking that way, because I could see interviewing these local business owners that I know or that I could get introduced to, and that was easy to see.
Yeah.
Having this conversation with you a year ago, that wouldn't be so easy to see. Get an interview with the guys that I mentioned. I might be able to get one or two of them occasionally here and there.
Yeah.
But it's once, twice a week now. I'm talking to somebody just incredible.
Amen.
And then being able to pick their brains and find out that, you know, they've got to stop the recording because they need to go change a diaper or.
Amen.
You know, we all put our pants on the same way, generally speaking. So,
amen. Well, tell us about your Facebook group. When did you start the group, and what's the purpose of what you're doing there?
Yeah, so the Facebook group got started kind of that same day. So as soon as I got out of that that retreat, we weren't allowed to have our phones or anything, so I couldn't look anything up or do any research or find out if all these domain names were available or any of that stuff. Like, just roll with it and trust that it'll be there, and it was. And so I started it that same day. You know, I got home, and my wife's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I got stuff to do. God told me to do something. I got to get going." She's like, "Do you have any idea what you're doing?" I'm like, "No, I got to figure this out."
That's what's taking so long.
Yeah, I was just working feverishly on that and getting the ball rolling. And thankfully, I had some friends that have done a few similar things, so I was able to get some connections and things along those lines, and just, you know, instantly reaching out and learning. But so that was about a year ago is when the Facebook page came up. And what we're doing in there, it's just a private place on Facebook, so it's not a public group. It's private. You got to ask to be a member, and then only the members can see what's going on in there. But it's a place for guys to just talk and throw out there. You know, somebody today threw out there, him and his wife are having some challenges around fitness. So it seems like an interesting thing to talk about close to the new year.
Yep. Amen.
It's like his wife's leading life one way, and he's leading his life a different way, and they're having struggles and trying to figure out how to both accomplish what they want to accomplish. And so there's a conversation that's happening there now today.
Amen.
What was another one? Anyway, just things, you know. I got a 2-year-old that's, you know, being crazy. You know, let's talk about that. We got me, a husband, being an idiot and not treating my family well for whatever reason, you know, and getting into it and having those real conversations.
Private,
you
know, conversations private
conversations with just other guys, you know, across the country and around the world. And, you know, then we also do a daily devotional for dads. So we all read the same gospel reading and read a devotional about it and then have conversations about that. So not everybody in the group chimes in every day, but it's good to hear from the guys that do. So everybody from non-believers that are curious to, you know, church pastors in there. It's just humbling to have a group of guys around that are, you know, passionate about being great dads and, you know, great husbands.
Iron, the Bible says.
Yeah, you know, yeah, so, yeah, absolutely. You know, that was something. If you were to just take a random guess and you were to ask a random dad, hey, how many super close friends do you have that you can just disclose something like really, really close, like pretty secretive that you wouldn't just want to reveal to many people? Any idea how many of those type guys they have in their life?
I'm going to say 2, maybe.
If they are incredibly blessed, they've got 2.
Yeah, that's why I say maybe.
Odds are they don't have 1.
Exactly. You know, I know for me myself, I have 1. But, you know, I'm fairly
You're incredibly
isolated.
Blessed they have 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fairly isolated because everything I'm doing is online, but I've got 1. And, you know, he's a member of my board of directors as well, a good friend. And, you know, when we opened a church, we came to Baltimore and opened a church. And I pastored that for about 2.5 years before my responsibilities with the police department got so that it was interfering with church, you know, my church responsibilities, pastor responsibilities. Mm-hmm. So I merged the church with his. But, you know, I mean, we've been good friends now, gosh, probably 18 years. But yeah, that one person, that's the only one, you know. And so that, I said 2 just because I thought I was kind of isolated. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Amen. So yeah, that is true.
That's the way it is these days is, you know, guys get married, kids, and, you know, work, and all of a sudden, you know, we lose our close, close friendships. You know, when you were in grade school and high school, friendships were everywhere, you know, you're communicating, you know, you get 20 hugs a day from people, and, you know, just that communities there and built in. And then as you grow up, you tend to isolate and miss out on a lot and think, you know, that your family is the only thing, or better than that, you know, work is the only thing. I got to make money and provide.
Yeah.
And then all the other responsibilities, we'll figure out those out later. And like what you're doing is just separating yourself from your family and setting yourself up for a long-term heartache.
Yeah,
and so that's what this group is about, is just to help guys understand kind of the 360-degree leader that we are. We've got to lead in each of the different areas. And the most important one by far is being the spiritual leader of your family.
Yeah.
If there's one mission I've got in life, it's you know, getting to heaven myself and then helping as many other people around me get there as possible, especially those closest to me in my own home. And I felt like, man, if I'm not engaged in this one aspect and leave it to chance, let my family drift and go whichever way they go, they've got to know Dad is in this.
Yeah.
Dad believes in God. Dad believes in Christ. Dad has a relationship with Christ. And I hope they do and continue to do. But, you know, it's not always about preaching at the house. It's about, you know, being the example. It's about creating the activities, the environment, the questions that open up conversations. So you'd think it's so simple to just ask a question, but, you know, we default to the simple question of, hey, how was your day?
Yeah.
It was good. And fine. How was yours? It was good. And fine. Yeah. Oh, good.
See you later.
Let's jump on our phones. Let's play video games. Let's isolate from each other. Let's not, you know, be focused on anything, much less the kingdom.
Yep. Amen. Amen. Dan, this is so needful in the society that we live in today. I mean, if someone wanted to get more information from you, to get in contact with you, or maybe do an interview like this, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, real simple. Just check out The Journey of a Christian Dad on Facebook. You can go right through the private group, or you can reach out to me directly. My name's spelled really funny, so I'm really easy to find. Dan, and last name Luigs, L-U-I, G as in George, S as in Sam. Might be the only one you find. Really easy to reach out. So Messenger or through the Facebook group.
Amen, amen. And folks, you know, especially you men out there, Dan Luigs is here to help you. You need to understand the spiritual hierarchy that the Lord has established in the family. The responsibility is shared, yes, between the husband and wife, but God will be holding the husband and fathers responsible for ensuring the family is operating and growing and thriving according to Christian principles. We need to make sure we are leading our family correctly and biblically. Amen. I urge you to get in touch with Dan Luigs. Use the links down below. Get in touch. See how he can help you. It may just be to give you some encouragement. It may be more, but you will not know unless you ask. And that is why I asked Dan to come on the program today to explain this to you in ways that I couldn't communicate. I mean, he's the pro at this. He's provided his contact information. I'll put those links down in the show notes below. Get in touch with Dan Luigs today. Dan, thank you for taking the time to come on the program and join us today. I do appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much, Pastor Bob. It's been a blessing. I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation and look forward to seeing God prosper both of us and
Amen.
Helping us help others, you know,
Amen.
Build their relationship with Christ.
Well, I appreciate that. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Dan Luigs, myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.